Sisters, written by Susan Kalman. Star date, 3rd of May. Location, living room. Time, 4:15 o'clock. Yet again, I find myself imprisoned by my own genius. For what have I on the outside? A best friend who abandons me on a Friday night for some tiny lycra-wearing twiglet who could double as a bookmark. And my sister Fiona, 30 or so years together, and yet she treats me with as much respect as one would a Tory MP at a Proclaimers concert. Her dismissive attitude will not destroy me. It will simply make me stronger.
Right, that's me away, Susan. Have a good day doing whatever it is you do all day.
There's no need for sarcasm. I'm actually very busy, thank you very much for asking.
Does anything that you're doing actually involve anything useful?
I just define useful.
Something beneficial?
To whom?
Anyone, I suppose.
Well, then my entire day is useful.
Have fun.
She's a monster.
Fourth message, same as the last.
And did you tell her that I was in a meeting?
She said she knew you were lying. She could hear you eating Jaffa cakes.
I was eating Jaffa cakes. How does she even know that, Carol? She's got the hearing of a bat.
She wants to know what time you're getting home because she's, and I quote, so bored that she started rearranging the DVDs according to actors' height. Why is she so pushy all of a sudden?
Oh, our friend Blake has got a new girlfriend and she's not really taking it very well. Oh,
I didn't think she fancied him. I always imagined your sister being asexual, like a slug. Or Harry Potter.
She's lonely. Apart from him, she hasn't got any real friends. Everyone else she knows is online or in one of them stupid games that she plays. Shadow of the Dragon or Elf Wars or something moronic like that.
You need to nip that in the bud. As my mother always said, family is like an old pair of pants. You're only afraid to let them go because of the good memories.
But what can I do? She's awful in social situations.
Think of it this way. Do you want to end up two lonely spinsters living in that flat? As my mother always says, a woman living with another woman is an abomination and they'll burn in hell.
Your mother sounds lovely.
She has issues, but as long as we keep her in brandy, she can't remember our phone number. Now, I'm telling you, do something or you'll end up like whatever happened to Baby Jane. But without the fun.
But it's incredibly painful. I mean, what if it needs an operation? I must say, I thought NHS Direct would take this kind of thing more seriously. I mean, don't you need to inform the police or something? What do you mean a verruca isn't a communicable disease? I insist you call the disease control people and shut down everywhere I've been in the past 6 months. Hello? Oh, I might lose the foot then, they'll be sorry.
We've let ourselves in.
Noted, Blake.
Thought maybe you'd like a night out with me and Martine.
To be fair, it doesn't look like you have anything better to do.
I'd rather eat my own face.
Probably for the best. Thinking about it, I suspect you wouldn't understand what we do.
Thinking causes obesity. That's a medical fact.
You clearly do a lot of thinking.
Blake, enjoy wherever it is you and little Miss Hipsterface are going, OK?
It's an exhibition on 18th century underwear. Martine says that fashion is cyclical.
Is that why you're dressed as Jack the Ripper, Blake? Because a serial killer is considered whimsical now enough time has passed.
It's called a fashion choice. You know, like the choice you made to dress like one of the crankies.
Whatever. You know, I'm too busy to come, you know, even if it did sound fun.
Fine. I can see you're really busy. Is that a Batman magazine?
Batman? It's Arkham Asylum Anniversary Edition. It's a very valuable collectible, so don't touch it, yeah?
And my brother has one of those. He's 12. I'm just going to, like, pop out for a cigarette. I don't know what's come over me, but I just feel really bored.
Well, do you like it yet?
It must be difficult for Martine to work in fashion given she has no reflection in the mirror.
Oh, yeah, but she's so sexy. I mean, oh, I never thought anyone like that would go out with me. Oh, I feel like a member of a boy band.
You know, which boy band? You know, Westlife Down the Farm. Oh,
I have never met anyone like her before. She pushes me out of my comfort zone like a baby bird.
Those birds die, Blake.
Come for dinner with us, Susan. You might like her.
She's a vegan, Blake. A vegan. At least with a vegetarian, you can have some cheese.
Oh, but she's remarkable when you get to know her. Like a glacier, icy and calm. We often sit of an evening without exchanging a word.
Oh, hold me back.
I sleep on the sofa at night because she says we have more of a spiritual connection than a physical one.
Oh, a romantic seance. That's brilliant. Is that a text from her?
Yes.
What did she say?
Nothing. I have to go.
Show me the text.
No.
Show me. I'll just climb up you, Blake. I'll climb up you. I'll climb up you. Oh, my goodness. Tell her to enjoy her comics. Comics! They're graphic novels.
I have to go.
Before you leave, I'd appreciate my Alien Quadrilogy box set back.
I don't have that.
Well, then you better buy me one. Fiona! Hello! How are you?
Oh, hiya! Shush! Indoor voice, please, Susan.
Oh, I haven't stopped today. Honestly, I am exhausted.
Did you make the dinner for once?
Well, I've got a verruca. Remember, I can't do that.
Well, what did you do?
Ta-da!
Can't see anything different.
Oh, but there is, Fiona. Usually, I part my hair from the left to the right. Take a look now.
You've changed your parting.
Right to left. Boom!
You phone me every 10 minutes at work.
I thought you'd be interested.
Do you know what? You need to get out of the house a wee bit more, Susan. Maybe, I don't know, get some friends.
I've got friends.
Not real ones. Actual ones. Human ones. Ones that aren't called Kendra the Dragon Feeler.
Slayer. And I can get out whenever I want. Thank you very much indeed.
Oh, really very much. Well, why don't you?
Because I have a verruca. How many times do I need to tell you?
Okay. Well, if you're not going to do anything about it, then I will have to. You are going to come out with me tonight. Okay? It is a work pub quiz. Maybe you can learn how to talk to people without annoying them.
I love a quiz. Can I be the captain?
And that's the kind of thing we need to talk about.
What?
You always being the centre of attention.
I object to that inference.
Right, here's some basic rules for social interaction. Don't tell a joke that might be considered offensive.
Can you be more specific?
Yes, I can. Politics, religion and sex.
And they are considered
offensive. Okay. Yes. Do not make jokes about any of them, and don't make a joke that's too funny because nobody likes a smarty pants. Okay? Yeah. And don't be too pushy because there's nothing less attractive than a person who's all like, oh, look at me, I'm a brilliant, hey, woo for me. And just watch how much you drink, will you?
So what am I allowed to do then?
You're allowed to take a back seat, Susan. That is what I do. I listen to people. I try not to be the centre of attention. And just agree with what everyone says, because opinions, they make you a bad friend.
Having friends sounds really quite dull.
Yes, well, it's not dull. It's not dull. It just involves a little bit of give and take.
Fine, I'll behave.
Good.
What's the dress code?
Definitely wear clothes.
Oh, damn it. Who are these people again?
Right, James is an associate in corporate, and Hannah, she is in charge of family law.
It's like a night out with the X-Men's rubbish cousins.
You just behave, please.
And of course, he wasn't the only one in government with a whip.
That's sex and politics. How come he can do it and I can't?
Because he is the established alpha of the group. You're new. Remember, just sit back and just be quiet.
I think it's a bit off. And they've got me writing the answers. Everyone knows that's the job of the least liked person in the team, writing the answers. It means the rest of them don't want to know what I have to say.
Shh. And I have a lot to say.
Just
keep your voice down and just keep writing.
OK, right, next round. English World Cup teams.
Oh, damn it. Why don't they have questions about things I know?
Because all you ever do is watch the telly.
I've got this one, ladies.
I love football, James.
Oh, yeah? Who do you support?
Manchester.
Which one?
Rovers.
They're laughing at you, Fiona.
No. Just banter. Calm down.
Yeah, I don't know how much more I can take of this, honestly.
I'd love to go out with a footballer.
Oh, presumably for the constant intellectual parry and thrust, Hannah.
What?
She said that she likes men in shorts as well.
Can't get enough of them.
So, Susan, what do you do?
I'm an inventor slash writer slash life coach slash eccentric.
Just sounds like you go to the toilet a lot.
Join in.
Nope.
Just do it.
Do you have a boyfriend, Susan?
Right, play nice. Not yet. I'm waiting for Mr. Wright. In short, of course.
Oh, we should all go out together. Find a man.
Yeah, oh, that'd be lovely.
Oh, dreamy, aye?
Girls' night out, eh? Hope you don't all end up drunk in the shower together. I'll get around him.
Why would that happen? Seriously, Fiona, why would we all shower together? Our shower's too small.
Do you know, there's things about me you don't know. I can get quite wild, you know.
Sometimes she makes scrambled egg in the microwave.
Now it's time for the final round, and it's film and television.
Finally, my speciality round.
Shh. Remember, nobody likes a smarty pants.
What was Juliet Bravo's name?
Trick question. There were two of them.
Just be quiet.
No, I'm too young to remember programmes like that.
Not surprised. I've got bras older than you, Hannah.
Next question, and it's a toughie. Who wrote the theme to the television classic Boo?
That's easy. Jim Diamond, who happens to be television presenter Anne Diamond's cousin. That's just a little bit of extra trivia.
How do you know so much about everything?
Well, it's just natural talent, my young Padawan learner.
There you go. Sorry, there was a huge queue at the bar.
Like the job centres. Am I right? A little bit of politics, yeah? Oh,
I don't even understand that, and I think it's hilarious.
Susan, can I have a little quiet word,
No,
please?
not just now. I'm on a roll. Hey, guys, why don't we get some shots in? Yeah?
Yeah. No, we don't need to have the alcohol to have a good time.
Oh, yes, we do. Last time I went out, I got so drunk, I ended up in France.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, and I didn't even have any euros on me.
Oh! Well, that's nothing to be proud of, is it? Getting that drunk.
Oh, yeah, it's brilliant.
Have you ever met a celebrity?
Well, I couldn't possibly tell you, but I can tell you I once ended up at a karaoke bar with someone whose name rhymes with Victoria Beckham.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. Wow.
I met Kirsty Allsop once.
Next, a bonus question on Battlestar Galactica.
I've got this in the bag, people. Just call me Starbuck.
Starbuck, brilliant. Fiona, take over writing things down.
Yeah! Starbuck!
Oh, I mean, it's embarrassing, Carol. She was just making a fool of herself.
Sounds awful.
Yeah, when she started doing her Kate Bush impressions, I had to physically drag her away.
Hi, Fiona.
Oh, hi, Hannah.
What a laugh we had at the quiz.
Did we? Bit louder, I thought.
Oh, Susan is a blast.
Yeah, well, in small doses.
James, wasn't it a laugh at the quiz?
Oh, it was such a laugh.
Sounds like it was a laugh.
Was it a laugh, or was it a bit much?
Breath of fresh air, I thought.
Well, all I can say is it was lucky that the last round was film and TV, because honestly, she knows nothing about anything else. Do you know that she thought that the Elgin marbles were actually little tiny marbles?
It's an easy mistake.
She's got nits. Crawling all over her. And she refuses to do anything about them because she says they talk to her at night. Really, she's weird. Probably very dangerous.
Her Kate Bush was brilliant.
Oh, it was like she was in the room.
Oh, come on. Now, anybody can do Kate Bush, though, can't they? I mean, you just wail a bit.
Go on, then.
All right. Out on the windy, windy moss, we're rolling, rolling wind.
We should probably get back to work.
Okay, right, well, I'll see you later then, because I'll be running up that hill where we can deal with Guy and get him to swap place.
That went well.
Hello? Hello? It's me, I'm home. Susan?
If you're looking for your sister, I saw her leaving earlier. She was wearing a pair of black trousers, yellow trainers, her favourite Star Wars T-shirt and a leather jacket that I believe is yours.
You've written that in a notebook, Blake?
I always do. In case I'm needed as a witness.
To what?
Whatever happens. I never want to be the kind of person who disappoints in court. I want to be the go-to guy. The one that people say, there he is, he knows his stuff, he's amazing, I wish he was a witness in all of our cases, we should buy him a French fancy.
Great. Very good. Well, do you know where she was going?
Should I have followed her?
Doesn't matter.
Can I stay here for a while? Martina's turned the heating up to do her Bikram yoga and I've developed a heat rash.
Sit on a towel. Got my book. Got my wee glass of wine. It's like I'm on a date with me. Who needs friends when you're best friends with yourself? Of course, it would be easier to have a lovely night if some people would eat the food rather than each other. Yes, we all know you're in love. There's no need to slobber all over each other. Happy I'm on my own, for I am a modern, independent woman. Look at me. So what if my sister's out with my ex-friends? Don't care. They're welcome to her. Good luck to her, that's what I say.
One apple pie.
I didn't order a pudding.
It's from the staff. It's a present, you know, just to say sorry about your lack of friends.
Bit forward.
Shall I take it away? Yeah?
No, well, it's on the table now, isn't it? So, you know. Hello.
Hiya, sis.
Oh, hello. I would love to chat, Susan, but I'm just out with my friend.
Are you at the Bella Roma? Fiona,
no.
Did they give you a free pudding?
No.
Because you're having dinner by yourself again?
No, no, I am not. And you need to hang up now because there's about five people here who want to talk to me.
You're on your own again, aren't you?
No.
Are you getting angry at couples
no.
again? Is that what you're doing? Sorry, I just wanted you to know how much fun we were all having. You know, because James let it slip, you seem to think I wasn't that much fun, you know, and what was I? Selfish. And someone told them that I have nits.
I was only telling the truth, Susan.
Well, I told them a few truths about you, Miss Posho Literature Fancy Pants Latin.
They're my friends.
Not anymore.
Waiter, how much apple pie have you got back there? Hey, morning, folks. Do you know, I'm glad I caught you on your break because I've just had the most amazing idea.
Go on, then.
The three of you, my flat, posh dinner, fine wines, good music, excellent conversation, a very refined evening with good friends. How does that sound?
Yeah.
I'm tired, actually.
Oh, come on, go on, it'll be fun. I've been practising my canaps, my canapes. I can do tiny little Yorkshire puddings with a wee bit of beef on it. So cute.
Oh, I love them. Yeah, tiny food is always more delicious, isn't it?
Yeah.
Will it be a finger buffet?
As the only man in this group, can I ask that it be something a bit more masculine? A fist buffet, maybe? Hey, will Susan be there?
Oh, sadly, no, James. She has an appointment. Can't say who with, but it's a police matter.
Seriously?
Seriously. You know, well, she would just spoil it anyway, what with her crude remarks and all. Come on, you guys, eh? Hey, it'd be fun and sophisticated.
Well, go on then. Should we bring anything?
Nope, just yourself and an appetite for fun word games. Oh, thanks for helping me up the stairs with the champagne, Blake. It's all a wee bit much for me to manage on my own.
That's okay, I had some time on my hands. Martine's at a new fondue restaurant where you can make your own plates and cheese before you eat. It's an immersive experience, apparently.
Sounds quite tiring.
Seems like you're having a fancy night.
Do you know, tonight is the kind of night that Nigella Lawson would only dream of having.
Oh, hi there, sis.
What have you done, Susan?
James emailed and said they were all coming round for dinner. I know, it probably just slipped your mind to invite me, didn't it?
No, no, what have you done? Why is there ketchup everywhere?
Well, I decided to change the night about a bit. I hope you don't mind. I thought a murder mystery night might be a little bit more fun for everybody. You know, fun.
But look, the place is a mess and there's chalk on my floor.
Well, that's the outline of the body, isn't it? That's what that is.
See, you know what you're trying to do? You're trying to ruin everything, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm just trying to make things less dull. Speaking of which, what's Jack Kerouac doing here?
Blake was helping me. Unlike some people.
That's fine. It's no skin off my nose. Blake can play the part of the victim.
Oh, I take it that means I essentially just need to lie on the floor for the evening.
Yeah.
Shall I start now?
Well, if you wouldn't mind, that would be...
Right, OK, I need to be done by 10, though. Martine's got tickets to the cinema.
Don't worry, you'll be done before Vlad the Impaler comes to collect you.
May I ask how I died?
Yes, you've been shot. And... you were shot by a poison dart, but you get the picture, I think.
Susan, look, we've got 20 minutes until my friends arrive.
My friends?
Well, let's see by the end of the night who they prefer.
Let's?
You're standing on my hand.
Corpses don't speak, Blake. So the point of tonight is to work out who did it by asking questions and interrogating people.
Sounds fun, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah. And while all that is happening, you can enjoy the fine food and wine that I have provided for you.
Yeah, and the man on the floor is...
I am the deceased. Pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Ooh, how did he die? Ooh, the mystery.
Ooh, the fish course. What's it going to be? Ooh, more exciting mystery.
To make things even more fun, I've made you costumes. James, you're the butler. Yeah, and Hannah, you're the Countess of Clackmannanshire.
Okay, I can't be a countess. I'm not good at math.
Oh, Hannah, you're so funny.
Am I?
Yeah. We laugh such a lot together, don't we? I mean, how much do we laugh together on a scale of 1 to 10? I'd say 10. How would you?
Yeah, but Hannah, we probably laugh a wee bit more the way.
No, we have fun together, don't we, Hannah?
Not as much fun as we have at work.
No, that's
way,
right.
Banter.
Yeah, oh, listen, Fiona, I've made you a costume. I thought you'd make a marvellous Hercule Poirot.
Why?
Well, you've got the moustache already.
You'll be Magnum P.I. then.
No. I'm DCI Jane Tennyson, hence the sensible Marks and Spencer suit.
Oh, someone's dropped a volleyball.
Blake, you're dead, remember? Right, while Fiona's in the kitchen, let's get down to business. The clues are all there, people. Let's put it together. Remember, if you think you know who did it, shout... J'accuse! And point, yeah?
Well, I'm a bit suspicious of James because he was in the drawing room when the murder was committed.
Excellent point. And his motive would be...
Dunno.
Could I have a mini-quiche?
No food until the crime is solved.
Fanfare, please. Toot, 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 toot. Is that cake with me on it?
Yeah. Well, there's one for each of you.
Oh, these are amazing.
Can we get back to the murder, please?
No, not just now, Susan, because everyone is enjoying my cake.
Does anyone want to see my impression of a turtle?
Sounds great.
Yeah, well, she's had a little bit too much to drink. In a minute, she'll use the mat that goes around the toilet as a cape and run about saying, I'm Batman, I'm Batman. Just try to ignore her.
I'm not drunk, actually. I'm just trying to inject a bit of fun into the evening.
We are having fun, aren't we? Hey, civilised fun.
Ladies. So the victim has been having an affair with the butler's wife and the countess had stolen the count's inheritance, right?
So everyone had a motive.
Yes, but who would have had access to the poison?
Oh, there's a door. I'll get it.
Ask the most important question. Who looks the most shifty?
Martine's here.
Coincidence? I think not.
Hi.
Oh, that's an interesting look you've got going on there. Is that a corset or a lampshade?
It's actually a new fusion line, fashion and function combined. It means in a futuristic dystopia, I'll be able to look good and provide light. It's a real game changer, yeah?
Very hip.
We're actually in the middle of something very important. Why don't you go and wait somewhere else? Like Greenland.
I've come to get my boyfriend. Blake! Your tweed shorts are getting all creased lying down.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry, Blake. You're doing a brilliant job.
Is this part of the game?
Yeah, I think she might be the maid.
Oh, this is all so immature.
It's not!
Look, I know you're upset that Blake is spending loads of time with me. All I've done is given him a way to express himself and embrace his artistic side.
He doesn't need to express himself. He's not Madonna.
I'm quite enjoying being a corpse.
When will you let him grow up, Susan? He's not Peter Pan, you know.
Do you think someone else is going to die, Fiona?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Why can't you see what you're doing to him?
Given that you're about the height of a borrower, I'm surprised that you can actually see anything from down there.
If you don't mind, everyone, I think I have an idea who committed the murder. It would take a callous human being to murder Blake, to take him away from the people who really loved him, the people who really cared for him. The murderer was someone who filled his head with nonsense, made him wear culottes, even though culottes are the devil's work. The murderer is a callous woman who has no thought for anyone apart from herself.
Is it me?
J'accuse you, Martin. J'accuse. Do you know how many Star Wars battles we've recreated? Were you there the night Blake got one question right on University Challenge? I accuse you of killing my friendship with Blake.
Are you going to let her speak to me like that, Blake? After everything I've done for you? You have to choose right now. It's me or her.
May I stand up, Susan?
Permitted.
Martin, I need to tell you something.
What?
I don't like corduroys.
Excuse me?
Last week you made me wear a corduroy suit. I kept sticking to people like Velcro.
Look, fashion has its price.
I like the film Sharknado.
No, you don't. She makes you watch that rubbish.
No, she doesn't. I like Angel Delight for dinner and dancing in supermarkets and pretending to be Swedish when we're in IKEA so that people think that we own the place. I like doing all those things.
She makes you do all those things. Why else would you be able to quote every episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer word for word? I mean, God, it's just not normal.
It's okay, Susan. I've got this. You clearly don't know this, Martin, but Buffy is one of the most impressive pieces of postmodern feminist culture I've ever seen.
Oh, please.
And that is the line in the sand. I cannot be with a woman who rejects feminism.
Don't be so stupid.
It'll never work between us.
Ha! In your face, lampshade girl.
You don't mean that.
I do. I'm sorry.
I hope you know what you'll be missing out on. I was going to take you to Much Wenlock for a weekend of beat poetry.
Hold me back.
Good luck to you and your little hobbit friend, Blake.
Hobbits are brilliant, actually. Something you'd know if you bothered to watch some decent films. Cheerio, love. Why don't you not catch your calots in the door on the way out?
Thanks for choosing me.
Well, I didn't really like being fashionable. It felt odd.
You're wearing tweed shorts, Blake. No one can accuse you of not trying. Come on. Let's go and watch the Alien Quadrilogy.
I bought it for you.
I knew you would.
No, hang on, you can't leave now. Who did it?
Sorry, I can't stop, James. I have to mend my friend's wounded heart by watching an alien slowly digest people. So, see you later.
See what you mean about weird.
Are you sure you two are sisters?
I have wondered about going on Jeremy Kyle, just to find out.
She was fun, though.
Yeah. Well, she can be. For a bit. Right, can we get back to having a bit more fun now? Scrabble, anyone? Oh. Strip Scrabble!
Yeah. You've been listening to Sisters, starring Susan Kalman, Ashley Jensen, Nick Helm, Alex Lowe, Nikota Turovitz, Tom Parry, Liz Kingsman, and Deborah Stevenson. It was written by Susan Kalman, and the producer was Molly Friedman-Batu. Sisters is a Hat Trick production for the BBC.